I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. One of my favorite spring perennial flowers is the peony. They're getting ready to burst with big, gaudy red, white, and pink-colored flowers. While most of us grow the herbaceous peonies that die back to the ground each winter, there is another type that's gaining popularity. Tree peonies are just what they sound like. They have woody stems that survive the winter. Though they may never grow into trees in our climate, they do have a shrubby appearance. Tree peonies flower later than herbaceous types, expanding the peony season, and have bigger flowers in a wide range of colors, including the elusive yellow peony. Tree peonies are hardy to zone 4, but they aren't for the impatient gardener. They may take a few years to get established and start flowering. Once blooming, however, they'll last for many years and slowly grow into a small shrub. Tree peonies are slow to leaf out in spring, so be patient. They thrive in part to full sun on well-drained soil. Plant them in a protected spot from drying winter winds. Look for unusual colored and fragrant varieties, such as Black Panther, Golden Era, and Cinnamon Pink. You can also grow the Ito hybrids, a cross between tree and herbaceous peonies. These produce large plants with colorful big flowers like tree peonies, but on a plant that dies back in winter. Plant bare-rooted varieties in fall, but potted plants anytime. Find a permanent spot 3 feet from other plants. Dig a good-sized hole and amend the soil with lime and compost. Plant so the crown is just a few inches below the soil line and keep well watered. And now for this week's tip, check the underside of rose petals for rose slugs. These small caterpillars are actually sawflies. The adult lays eggs on the underside of leaves and the worms eat holes in the leaves and flower buds. Spray with insecticidal soap or horticultural oil, coating the leaves and buds to kill them. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about sweet potatoes. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.